What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You see him on cable news all over the place, but he's a Vegas guy. He is Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense and the author of The Plot Against the King, Part 2, 2,000 Mules. You mentioned the political consultants that are at fault, and I'm curious, there's a lot of finger-pointing going on. You touched on Ronna McDaniel, and I'm just curious, should she be replaced? Harmeet Dillon announced last night on Tucker, that she's running. And she's running against Ronna McDaniel for chair of the RNC. Should she be replaced? Do we need leadership changes right at the top?
Just like we're having a conversation about whether or not Kevin McCarthy should be speaker, I think we need to have a conversation about who should lead the RNC. And you're right. It's easy to lay finger point blame and say, you did this and you did this. I'm not the RNC pro, but I know we failed across the board. And so when that has to happen, there has to be an institutional analysis. And maybe that requires leadership change. I know Ronna well. Harmeet's a dear friend. She's a fantastic lawyer. And if that's the direction the party needs to go, then so be it. I'm not in it to make personal friends or make more acquaintances. I want us to get out of this rut that we're in. But I don't know if that's going to happen just by a change in guard at the RNC or if it's going to happen by a more of a grassroots movement to demand both our RNC and our political class to do it differently across the board. I think it's a combination of those things. And just like we can have concessions made while Kevin McCarthy is jockeying for leader, I think those concessions need to be made at the RNC if we're not going to have a leadership change, that something went wrong. Like, you can't be the RNC and say we didn't do anything wrong. And that needs to come out. And we, the Republicans, who this RNC represents, they need to answer to us and not the other way around.
Let me just ask you, looking ahead to 2024, has the former president expressed an opinion as far as Ronna McDaniel is concerned? The guy that heads up the ticket usually gets to have at least a hand in who the chair of the RNC is. Has he expressed any thoughts on the subject?
Not that I've seen, and I don't know that he will. And you're right, the head of the party, right now it's presumptively President Trump, has a large say, especially when you're the sitting president, who the RNC chair, woman or man, is. But I haven't seen anything put out one way or the other. Maybe he'll weigh in and maybe he'll sit this one out. You just never know with him.
We've talked a lot about the Trump brand, and there are people in the media, people on the left, and even some people on the right who are Republicans who say that the Trump brand is in some way damaged. We're going to talk about that with Kash Patel and a whole lot more. We'll also talk about his book, which is doing very, very well, I understand. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as we check out what's happening out there on area roadways, there's still that stalled vehicle. It's a good-looking Mustang there on the right shoulder. Interstate 15 northbound at Blue Diamond, but it's partially hanging out there, so be careful there. In the right lane, 15 north of Blue Diamond. Slow flows also on Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain Road. You know that road work continues with those lane restrictions on 15 south. That is mainly between Flamingo and Warm Springs. And a little bit of congestion as well as you try to work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515 northbound. That's at Eastern.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app. UNLV football has a new coach. Barry Odom becomes the program's 13th head coach. He succeeds Marcus Arroyo, who was fired on November the 28th. Odom met with UNLV players Tuesday afternoon. He'll be formally introduced at a press conference today. UNLV went 5-7 this past season. Odom spent the last three seasons as the defensive coordinator and associate head coach at Arkansas in the SEC. He was the head coach at Missouri from 2016 to 2019. Nevada basketball beat Pepperdine 85-77 on Tuesday at the Wolfpack, 8-2 with the win. NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights have won two in a row. They're home tonight against the New York Rangers. Vegas returns home after a 3-1 road trip. They wrap that up with a 4-3 shootout victory at Boston on Monday. Bruins are the second best team in the league with 20 wins. The Golden Knights are 19-7-1, atop the Pacific Division by 6 points over Seattle. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
This holiday season, everything's expensive. Gas, food, rent, everything. We get it at Dollar Loan Center, and we're here to help. So how about a free loan? You heard it right. This holiday season, for the first time in 25 years, Dollar Loan Center is offering free loans to any new customer. No application fees, no prepayment penalties, and a full week of free interest. You can get up to $5,000 in minutes, and for a limited time, the first week is on us. Borrow $500 and pay back $500 after 1 week. Same with $1,000, even $5,000. No interest, no fees. It's our gift to you. And after your free week, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. Apply at don'tbebroke.com or find a DLC near you to learn about our free holiday loans.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kash Patel joining us, former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. We do know that the former president, Donald J. Trump, did not campaign during the election that was held last night. And a lot of people are pointing at that and saying, see, is the Trump brand in any way damaged in your view?
In my opinion, no. I think the messaging on the Trump brand is causing the Trump brand to be damaged improperly. That is the disinformation campaigns that are being run on it. I mean, I have to remind people, like, yes, I'm obviously biased because I served under this president, but I served under three others, some of them Democrats, some of them Republicans. He garnered 75 million votes in the last presidential election. You can't just toss that aside. But where we fail as a party, as a movement, is we are infighting more than we are fighting together against the Democrats. And that's where they beat us all the time. And so we are getting brand attacked, or we, I should say, President Trump is getting brand attacked by people like Paul Ryan and Bill Barr, the people that failed him in his administration. Had they done their job, there wouldn't have been a Hunter Biden laptop fiasco. There would have been a prosecution. There would have been no disinformation campaign or Russian misinformation under Bill Barr's DOJ and FBI. So I think there's repair to do because of the misinformation campaign, but that's nothing new in Trump world. He's been fighting it since day one, whether it's Russiagate or impeachment 1-2, Afghanistan, China COVID origins, or what have you. And, you know, I'm willing to have a conversation on it with anyone who wants to talk about the merits of a Trump presidency when it comes to national security, defense, and law enforcement, where I think we did better than any other in the modern era.
I'm curious, now that he's announced, we're coming to the first of the year, and a lot of people are wondering what the path to victory is going to be in 2024 and what will happen in 2023 that will fuel that. Do you get a sense of what the strategy short-term is going to be for the former president?
You know, to be honest, I'm not really sure. I know I was down there with him a week or two ago, or a week ago in Mar-a-Lago, and I keep reminding people 2 years is forever in politics. 2 months is forever. 2 years, people are, you know, if he had a campaign strategy out, they'd be criticizing it. If he doesn't have a concrete one out, they're criticizing it. It never ends. And if someone else jumps in, a lot of the Republicans and the folks on the Democrats who just want to use something to defeat Trump will jump on that bandwagon. So we're going to go through many iterations. We're going to go through many disinformation campaigns. At the end of the day, Donald Trump is going to do what he thinks is best when it comes to running his campaign, because he's the only one that knows how to do it the best.
And he's done it. It's one of those things. It's one thing to make campaign promises. It's another thing to make campaign promises and fulfill those promises. Promises made, promises kept. Yeah. He's done it. He's got proof. I just don't figure it. Let me just ask you, because you are one of the busiest people I know of. You're the author of The Plot Against the King, Part 2, 2,000 Mules, which, by the way, is doing great, I understand, and it's got the support of the former president.
Yeah, both books, Plot Against the King and Plot Against the King 2, which you can go to plotagainsttheking.com. Just go to plotagainsttheking.com. They're more timely than ever. We're talking about election integrity, and that's what the sequel is, Plot Against the King, 2,000 Mules, that President Trump put out for me on Truth Social. The first book, you know, we didn't get into it today, but it's all about why all roads lead to Russiagate, and Russiagate for people who have never heard of it, because it's coming more and more involved in the everyday cycle, especially when it comes to Twitter and the firing of James Baker, the central Russiagate figure, and all that. But for you guys at plotagainsttheking.com, we have a Christmas package spectacular. You get a Communist Tears mug, Christmas ornaments, both books signed by me, personally signed by me. No computers, no printers. I signed 3,000 of them. It's going to come in a really cool Christmas package. Stick it under the Christmas tree. Stock your stuffings with PlotAgainstTheKing.com series. President Trump made both books number one in America, and we have a right to educate our youth, our children, and adults about election integrity and about Russiagate in a fun way. And, yes, Hillary Clinton is in it. And so is a shifty knight, but so is a cool guy named Duke Devin, and maybe a wizard named Cash. Go to plotagainsttheking.com and get your holiday package now. 10% off today for all your listeners. Go there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And by the way, fightwithcash.com. Explain what that is and how it can help people.
Yeah, that's my most important mission. It's a 501c3 charity that we stood up, that we have been soliciting donations for across the country. We have thousands of donors. And here's what we've done this last year alone. We bought 10 Thanksgiving meals at $1,000 a ticket for families. We're going to buy 20 Christmas meals. We have funded whistleblower campaigns. We have provided financial assistance to active duty service members who are in legal jeopardy and need assistance. We've financially assisted January 6 families. We've given out over 50,000 in financial grants to those in need. That's the best mission we have, fightwithcash.com. And all the content's free. I want you to go out there and become a part of it just by reading what the documents we put out, the media we put out, these reports. And we have some fun holiday merchandise. All the money goes to the foundation.
Whoops, we apparently have lost.
If you know someone
there we go.
Need,
go ahead. Go ahead. You cut out. You cut out for a second.
If you know someone in need, go tell us at fightwithcash.com. We're looking to expand to summer camps and tuition.
I love it. I love it. Cash, if we don't get a chance to visit before the first of the year, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I know we'll be talking again in 2023 for sure. Thank you so much, my friend.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Have a great day.
There you go. Cash Patel, former chief of staff to the Department of Defense and the author of The Plot Against the King, Part 2, 2,000 Mules. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Showroom at South Point presents a very special Christmas show. Mark O'Toole's Classic Crooner Christmas, featuring a 9-piece band, bringing all your holiday favorite songs to life. December 16th and 17th. Tickets at the box office, southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Mark O'Toole's Classic Crooner Christmas at the South Point.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the daily post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine fame is the Time Magazine Person of the Year. What is big news is not necessarily that Zelensky was named Person of the Year, but who wasn't named Person of the Year. And gentleman Jim Dallas has got that story covered like a glove. What's up, man?
Well, as you might imagine, the people of Time Magazine, the very same people that propped up Obama and others and made, I think, Trump looked like Hitler or somebody in some of their magazine covers. They, of course, are leaning to the left politically, and that's okay. But at the same time, they were thinking before they announced that Zelensky is the person of the year, they were actually considering soon-to-be former representative, Republican from Wyoming, Liz Cheney.
Oh, my God.
Of all people, who, of course, lost her primary in August by some 40 points in the very conservative parts of Wyoming that she represents.
So what? She was trying to pad her resume before she goes to CNN or MSNBC or NBC News?
I'm thinking that I think CNN would be the most likely landing spot for her because CNN's trying to rehabilitate their left-wing thought process.
And you mean like move to the middle?
It seems to me that they're trying to move to the middle. I mean, wouldn't you agree with that?
I'll be honest with you. If what we've seen so far, just moving Don Lemon up to mornings where nobody in the Pacific time zone is up to see Don Lemon anymore, if that's moving to the middle, they're going way short because there are a whole bunch more people, the contributors that are just idiots and fools and morons. I'm not sure that constitutes moving to the middle.
You could be right on that. Some of the other names that they were considering included Elon Musk, which they perceive him to be a conservative now, so he wouldn't be at the top of the list. The U.S. Supreme Court, I guess they would just, put the institution up there. The protesters in Iran, that's something that the mainstream media, I don't think, has really covered that much. Have you noticed?
No.
On CNN or anywhere?
I mean, CNN has done a lot of stuff, but it's all the same thing. It's people being beaten with rubber hoses and things like that. I mean, there's a lot of that, but there's no Zelensky. He is the leader of Ukraine, and it's obvious who is making the decisions in Ukraine, and it's Vladimir Zelensky. But we don't have that. We don't have that kind of leadership in Iran. It's just a whole bunch of tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people that are marching in the streets and risking their lives. That's great. But there really isn't anybody you can grab onto and say, now that is the leader of the freedom movement in Iran.
Some of the other names, Kevin, on the list included Janet Yellen. And why she would be chosen would be beyond me, because she's the one that's been responsible for a lot of this inflation, which is ruining a lot of people's lives. And so much, in fact, that people, they have the desire to go Christmas shopping for their family, but they go to Walmart, and instead of paying for their items, they would rather shoplift. And as a result of that, a lot of these Walmart stores across the country, and especially in urban areas, they're considering either raising the prices in those stores or just flat out shutting those stores down altogether because of the shoplifting epidemic which is going on.
And the one thing I've noticed just in the last year is how many more items, you know, not just drugs or things like that, are locked up. They're locked up, and it's weird now. Even like Tide pods, you know, the pods you throw in the washer,
right. Yeah.
Even those are locked up, and I'm going, I mean, can you make meth out of them, or what's the deal?
No, more and more items are. They're even selling baby formula under the lock and key now. And maybe that's because it's scarce, or it was scarce earlier in the year, but it's a valued commodity, apparently, for a lot of people.
More on this story, but congratulations, Vladimir Zelensky, the Time Magazine Person of the Year. Thank God it's not Liz Cheney. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Federal license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come on.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844 the number 2 Nevada.